Okay. All right. Council's ready. Commission ready. Let's go to work. Good morning, belatedly. I am Al Wall, the administrative law judge, pursuant to temporary appointment, designated by the Office of Administrative Hearings upon the request of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to serve as the hearing officer for the further proceedings to be had pursuant to the Commission's orders dated October 6, 2010, entered in case number PU-09-676 and case number PU-09-678, respectively granting an advanced determination of prudence for the petition of Otter Tail Power Company and Northern States Power Company and certain transmission line projects subject to further requirements. Before proceeding with the hearings, I will ask the commissioners for the comments and any directions for the hearings. Commission Chairman Tony Clark.
Just good morning and welcome to everyone. I look forward to a good hearing. I know I'll have a number of questions, as I'm sure my fellow commissioners will, as we follow up on the CapEx Advanced Determination of Prudence and try to nail down a little bit more of the timeline and where the Brookings line itself stands right now. So thank you. Look forward to a good hearing.
Commission Kevin Kramer.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thanks to everyone. As well, good morning and welcome. I would for purposes of some direction, I guess, just state, obviously, this isn't new to us. We continue to review this particular line, and of course, I'm encouraged by the progress going seemingly the direction we're hoping it goes. The only thing I would say is that, in terms of direction, the thing that I'll be looking for as much as anything is a comfort level with regard to the likelihood of the events, and I suspect that that'll be the focus of a number of witnesses, but obviously the final MISO designation of an MVP, the approval of FERC with regard to the cost allocation. And my only other question would be getting to the recommendation by the staff or the conditions. Is it enough? I mean, I want to feel comfortable that we don't need a further condition, that being perhaps a successful defense of a possible appeal. And I suspect that will be the focus of a good deal of the testimony today, but in my mind, having read the testimony, and there is plenty of it that doesn't need to be repeated, that'll be sort of where my mind is today. Thank you.
Commissioner Brian Kalk.
Well, thank you all very much for allowing me to call in today. Just in some context, we lost a member of the commission staff to cancer last week, so myself and a few others will be at his funeral this afternoon. So I'm at a landline from now until about noon, but then I'll have to drop off, and if we're going this afternoon, pick back up at a cell until we go to the funeral. So I have also reviewed the information and look forward to a good hearing.
Thank you, commissioners. The record will show that it is a little after 10 o'clock a.m., July 25, 2011. The time and date noticed for the further proceedings for a hearing of the respective applications of Otter Tail Power Company and Northern States Power Company for an advanced determination of prudence for their participation in three high-voltage transmission line projects and their respective ownership of the facilities. The transmission lines are a 250-mile, 345-kilovolt transmission line between Fargo, North Dakota, and the northwest quadrant of the Twin Cities, Minnesota. A 200-mile, 345-kilovolt transmission line between eastern South Dakota and the southeast quadrant of the Twin Cities, Minnesota, also identified for these proceedings as the Brookings Project. And a 68-mile, 230-kilovolt transmission line between Bemidji, Minnesota, and Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Otter Tail Power Company's application is case number PU-09-676. Northern States Power Company's application is case number PU-09-678. On October 6, 2010, the Commission entered its orders in each case granting an advanced determination of prudence to each company for its participation in the three transmission line projects and its ownership of the facilities. And in addition, in case number PU-09-678, granting Northern States Power Company an advanced determination of prudence for a 150-mile, 345-kilovolt transmission line between La Crosse, Wisconsin, and the Southeast Twin Cities, Minnesota area, and two associated 161-kilovolt transmission lines in the Rochester, Minnesota area. Each order further required that each company provide additional information concerning the resolution of cost allocation issues relevant to the Brookings project, including the impact on North Dakota, and that each company provide additional information showing the continued prudence of the Brookings project and seek the Commission's confirmation of the continued prudence of the project prior to executing a legally binding investment commitment for major procurement for and construction of the Brookings project. On April 29, 2011, Otter Tail Power Company and Northern States Power Company jointly filed a compliance filing to provide the additional information required by the Commission's October 6, 2010 orders. The Commission thereafter on May 18, 2011 issued its notice of hearing for these further proceedings and has duly served and published the notice in accordance with the requirements of statute and the rules of the Commission. The notice specifies that the issue to be considered upon these further proceedings is whether the Brookings project continues to be prudent. Mr. Simpson, please state your appearance for the record.
Zev Simpson, Briggs & Morgan, on behalf of applicants Northern States Power Company and Otter Tail Power.
Before proceeding further, Mr. Simpson, you have a motion for the Commission.
I do, Your Honor. I move that Mr. Matt Dorsett, attorney for the intervener Midwest ISO, be admitted pro hac vice. His application was submitted last Thursday, and I believe everything to be in order.
The motion is granted. Matthew R. Dorsett is admitted pro hac vice to practice before the North Dakota Public Service Commission for his appearance in these cases in compliance with the requirements of Rule 3, North Dakota Admission to Practice Rules. Ms. Jeff Gonzaco, please state your appearance for the record. Identify any commission staff who will appear for these further proceedings.
Ilana Jeffcoat-Sacco, I'm counsel for the advocacy staff, and with me is Jerry Lean, who will testify in this proceeding.
Mr. Dorsett, please state your appearance for the record.
Matt Dorsett, in-house counsel on behalf of Midwest ISO. I have with me today Mr. Jeff Webb, our Director of Transmission Expansion Planning.
And Mr. Armstrong, please state your appearance for the record.
Good morning, Judge. Mitch Armstrong, Special Assistant Attorney General on behalf of the PSC.
Mr. Simpson, you may proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Your Honor. One thing, Mr. Mike Krikova is also here on behalf of applicants Otter Tail Power and Northern States Power Company.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Krikova. I didn't understand. Are you going to examine witnesses? Well, nevertheless, you're appearing for the applicants.
I am, Your Honor.
Appearance for the record.
Certainly, Your Honor. Mike Krikova, Briggs & Morgan, on behalf of applicants. I don't anticipate having much of a speaking role here today.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Simpson.
Applicants, call Mr. Tim Rogelstad.
Mr. Rogelstad, please be seated. I guess we should do the drill considering the lapse of time, although, as you well know, Mr. Rogelstad, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I am required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact which you do not believe to be true. In North Dakota, perjury is a Class C felony, punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years or both. Will you raise your right hand, please? Being advised regarding perjury, Mr. Rogelstad, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Simpson.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Rogelstad, would you please state and spell your name for the record?
Sure. My name is Timothy J. Rogelstad. Last name is R-O-G-E-L-S-T-A-D.
Thank you. Are you the same Tim Rogelstad who submitted a direct and rebuttal testimony in this proceeding?
Yes, I am.
You should have in front of you two documents marked as Exhibits 13 and 14. Can you please go through these and identify the documents for the record?
Sure. Exhibit 13 is my direct testimony that was filed on April 29th of 2011 on behalf of Northern States Power Company and Otter Tail Power Company. And Exhibit 14 is my rebuttal testimony that was filed here recently in late July, again, on behalf of Northern States Power Company and Otter Tail Power Company.
And were Exhibits 13 and 14 prepared by you or at your direction?
Yes, they were.
Do you have any corrections to make to these documents?
No, I do not.
Is your testimony within these documents true and correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. If you were asked the same questions, would your answers be the same today?
Yes.
Applicants offer Exhibits 13 and 14.
Ms. Jeffcoat Sacco?
No objection.
Mr. Dorsett?
No objection.
Mr. Armstrong?
No objection.
Exhibits 13 and 14 are each received.
Mr. Rogelstad, if you would, could you please provide a brief summary of the contents of your testimony, please?
Sure. And good morning, Commissioners, and thank you for the opportunity for this overview. Just want to provide a little bit of context. Again, try to keep this as brief as possible. In 2010, the Commission had approved a determination of prudence for four projects for the CapEx initiative. Otter Tail and Xcel have been leaders in the development of the CapEx initiative, and the planning that resulted in these projects was a result of a coordinated effort amongst the utilities, the Midwest ISO, and other stakeholders. When the prudence was determined for these projects, for the four projects, there was one project, the Brookings project, which did not at the time have its cost allocation determined. And so as a result of that, we've been asked to come back and demonstrate continued prudence of the project and also explain the cost allocation methodology that is has been determined for these projects. With respect to prudence, nothing has really changed since the last hearings on this proceeding. The reasons for which the initial determination of prudence was determined continue to be the same. In addition, the Midwest ISO has done additional study work and support to develop these projects that further supports prudence, as we've identified in our testimony. We are at a point where the Midwest ISO has determined that these projects will qualify as a multi-value transmission project, and explain that in a little more detail as we go here. With respect to cost allocation, again, at the time that the Commission approved the prudence initially for this, for all four projects, the Brookings projects was not determined, the allocation. Since that time, there have been major events with FERC approving the cost allocation of the Midwest ISO's tariff, and that was in December of last year. From that time forward, Midwest ISO staff has done analysis to try to justify these projects as a multi-value project. And in June of this year, the MISO Board of Directors approved conditionally the Brookings project as a multi-value project. And what that really means is that there is a requirement that they have to approve a portfolio, or at least a study of a portfolio of projects. And so, but we do know that the Brookings project, if it's approved ultimately, that it will receive an MVP designation, and the cost allocation would be done on a system-wide postage stamp basis. And again, as we wait for final approval, we're trying to balance the needs of trying to move a very important project forward with ensuring that we have all the appropriate approvals in place. And so as we look to kind of carry out the project in a timely and cost-effective manner, we are taking on activities such as starting to secure right-of-way, starting to do the detailed engineering, and make plans for the procurement of material. But ultimately, we're waiting until we get the final approval from the Midwest ISO before we would enter into project agreements in order to make the financial binding commitments for the companies. And so as we move forward here, we believe that the Commission has the flexibility to make changes if there is some significant change with respect to the circumstances. But we do believe that there is enough information and enough support to kind of move forward with the kind of the reaffirmation of the determination of prudence for this project based on the evidence that we've provided. So thank you.
witnesses available for cross.
Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco.
Good morning. My questions are referring to your rebuttal testimony. It's okay. And in general, you do refer to the white paper that came in with the continued application or the continued information for this second part of this. Did you author the white paper?
I would not say that I was the author of the white paper, but I was involved in reviewing it and commenting on it.
Who was the author? Because the later testimony of Mr. Alders sponsors that white paper, and I was going to ask him those questions thinking he would be on first, but you're on. So okay. Who authored the white paper, and why isn't that person here to testify?
I can answer that Paul Lehman is the author of the white paper.
And he works where?
He is works in the Xcel Energy Regulatory Group.
Okay. I don't know how the applicants want to resolve this, but I think we need to either remove the white paper from the evidence, or we need to get the white paper in the record appropriately, unless you have firsthand knowledge of the portions of the white paper that you refer to in your testimony. I mean, I'm trying to sort out some foundation for that factual portion of your testimony.
I do have, I mean, certainly for the portions that are referring to Otter Tail, definitely have firsthand knowledge of the development of that.
Can you review those then on the stand so we have that testimony?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you want to do that when we're finished, or do you want to do it now? Do you need the attorney to go back and direct you, or are you just going to summarize?
Yeah, Mr. Lehman is here. The author of the white paper is here. If we want, we can put that in the record with Mr. Lehman if that's easiest for you.
That would be fine, too. And I don't know if the commission would like to see it done differently. I just want to be sure that if anyone is going to rely on the white paper, it's appropriately in the record or has questions.
That's fine. We're happy to call Mr. Lehman to the stand, reserving the right to recall Mr. Rogelstad just to get that in on a foundational perspective, or we're happy to stipulate that into the record, whatever works best for you.
I think Mr. Lehman will have to take the stand at least for a few minutes.
That's fine.
Okay.
No,
I don't think so. Sorry. I'm not asking for now. Could you please state then the Otter Tail impact, whether it's from your own knowledge or from the white paper that eventually will be in the record?
Sure. Just give me a minute, please.
And then you could refer to the page you're looking at, because I don't have it.
Okay, if you look on page 9, which I think is marked as Exhibit 16, I don't know if that's the, it indicates that.
Excuse me. Is the Otter Tail numbers in your testimony? Is there not Otter Tail numbers in the rebuttal testimony someplace?
Yes, actually there is.
Let's do that. That's Exhibit 14, correct?
Yes. It may be actually my direct testimony, actually.
Okay.
So that would be Exhibit 13.
I have it here somewhere. But.
And if we go to page 16,
I'll just write it down.
On Exhibit 13. So we would expect that based on the information that we've received from the Midwest ISO, that our North Dakota customers would be allocated approximately 0.35% of the costs of the Brookings project.
Which equates to how much in dollars?
And if you were going to equate that to a capital investment, that would be about $2.6 million. So essentially taking the projected project costs times the 0.35% to arrive at that.
And is that the total Otter Tail or the North Dakota share?
That would be the North Dakota share.
So just give me the total Otter Tail so I don't have to figure it out, please?
Sure. The total Otter Tail share is, and I'll probably categorize it between 0.8, total 0.8 and 0.9%, probably closer to 0.8%. And then I think it's our intent that we would allocate the jurisdictional share between the three states appropriately. And that's how we take the total Otter Tail share and reduce it to the North Dakota share.
And that jurisdictional portion, I know that's in your testimony, but tell us now, is how much?
I want to make sure I get the right number.